So this week we are following up on an article that we published Sunday on domestic violence and statistics on domestic violence within Otero County. We found that the public has been super interested in the highlights of that reporting by Christina Carrion, which found that although the number of domestic violence cases that are going through the court system have gone down, the number of calls for assistance, those suffering or victims of domestic violence, have gone up.
Are they potentially crediting that with just a greater awareness and not necessarily more incidents happening, but more people willing to get help for it?
The reporting, the research for the reporting found that the most likely cause is just the rural nature of the county itself and the small amount of resources available to offer for those in need. Mm-hmm. You know, those suffering from domestic violence are likely to be shuttered from the rest of the community. So when you're in a rural place, that doubles down on that challenge.
I see.
The other item is we note that just the amount of funding and the amount of resources available to help victims or those trying to escape from domestic violence situations is very slim.
Hopefully we'll see some progress there. And what's next?
Today, I received a very interesting op-ed from Jim Townsend, Representative Jim Townsend, who's the House Republican leader. If you've got a chance, you should definitely read it. It outlines how the legislative body that is in session now, it's a 30-day budget session, how they go about the budgeting process. Now, he calls it cumbersome at best, which is a telling note. But he also notes that the past 10 years, the amount of money spent in secret meetings, what he labels as secret meetings, has exceeded $100 million. That's $100 million taxpayer dollars. So if you want an interesting read and a bit of insight into the legislative budgeting process, I recommend a read.
And what else is on your agenda for this week?
You know, we noted out of the Otero County's commission meeting that there was a prominent Alamogordian, who was noted for her contributions to the community. Now, Iris June Reed Harwell, she served as the library director at the Alamogordo Public Library since 1968. Now, Ms. Harwell died December of last year, but we took a moment out of the day to remember her. And for the public who would like to join in honoring her, on March 14th at 2 p.m., a service in her honor is scheduled at Alamogordo Funeral Home on First Street.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add for the week?
As we are going through this week, we are continuing coverage of the New Mexico legislature. That includes some of the biggest hot items coming before legislators this session. Red flag laws, of course, those have been on everybody's mind as those opposed to them have made their voice known.
Is there any way to tell at this point whether, if those laws pass on a state level, there will be support for them on a local level there in Otero County?
So that is the question on everybody's mind. There have been a number of elected officials who have spoken publicly in opposition to these particular bills. Now, we will say that if they are passed and if they are signed by the governor, they become the letter of the law. So the question is taking a position that they are contrary to constitutional rights enough of a stance to justify not enforcing New Mexico laws? As for where the county as a whole body might stand, I think that you can righteously say that most of New Mexico's rural counties have said that this is an item of concern, that they wish that the Senate would drop it, that there are other ways to go about ensuring the safety of those in need of protection from gun violence.
All right, Jessica, thanks for the update. Lots to think about.
Yes. Have a good week.